Hi, I'm Eva Cox, and this is talking about creating a more civil society, which seems to be becoming more and more problematic as some of the public debates that are going on at the moment are really getting very tacky. So today I really want to talk about a category that has been worrying me for some time. It's a concept of what's a difficult woman. Women who rise into prominence and possible power are more liable to be severely criticized than their male peers. We've known that for quite a long time, particularly when they enter areas that are seen as male spheres of operations. We've seen many prominent women, often raised on pedestals briefly, then often scathingly demolished, like what happened sometimes to Julia Gillard, what happened to Helen Clark, and maybe Hillary Clinton. There's often a concern that women will be discouraged from public office because of the risks of criticism, and I just really want to look at those sorts of issues. What started me thinking about this issue was a little bit of research I did some years ago in a library when I was worrying about these sorts of issues and worrying about some of the things that I'd been confronted with. And I started pulling biographies of women who'd actually done something, Florence Nightingale, Beatrice Webb, Virginia Woolf, and other women who had actually been really significant in changing the way we were thinking about things. And when I started looking in their first chapter, nearly every one of them was described as a difficult woman, which really started me wondering whether or not women who did things, women who changed things, women who challenged the status quo were almost automatically going to be described as difficult women. And difficult means, oh dear, they're not really behaving in a way that we find acceptable. These criticisms do come from men who may be threatened, but too often from other women, not even necessarily conservative ones, who may gang up on maybe a woman boss who's judged more severely for behaviour that would be acceptable in their male equivalents. Women, it seems, are not allowed to be tough or critical. Do we have to be nice? Or are we going to be deemed to be nasty because we actually try and change things? I published a book in 1996 called Leading Women, which partly came from my concern that women perceived as being powerful were often deemed as being difficult. Some of my concerns came from a series of experiences I'd suffered, more often, I must say, from women, in some cases even feminists, who found my often fairly confronting mode of raising issues or asserting competence difficult to deal with. This week I went back to what I said at the time. I found an institutional lack of will to allow me to use my capacities, these are quotes from my book, appropriately, because I was seen as threatening the status quo. By pushing for change and challenging authority, I breached many rules of what a nice woman was going to be. But I realized then that women were rarely valued for speaking out, for their strength of will or their risk-taking. Their rewards come from conformity, compliance, and comfort, which raises the issue, have things changed? So I went online the last couple of days and found a much more recent report in a Fortune magazine on performance reviews. And these are quotes from the article. When breaking the reviews down by gender of the person evaluated, 58.9% of the reviews were received by men contained critical feedback, but 87.9% of the reviews received by women did. Men were given constructive suggestions. Women were given constructive suggestions and then told to pipe down. The kind of observation on the reports, and Jessica and Steve, the name given to these two male and female reports, which were identical, were pretty common. In the 177 reviews where people received critical feedback, men and women received different kinds. The critical feedback men received was heavily geared towards suggestions for additional skills to develop, but not for the women. The question of the Jeremiad, that's a term of that sort of miserable thing, which is a term Peter Harcher used, against Emma Hussar, raises some similar warning signs. Whether she broke laws or breached appropriate behaviour is hard to decide until more reliable information is validated, but the tone of some of the articles and the critiques are very scary. The tone of a letter in the Sydney Morning Herald from a woman confirmed my fears. It said, "Shame on this MP. There's a real need for good women to go into politics. Women who are given the opportunity to represent the community have to show that they're empathetic, considered, very rational, and not ego-driven. When something like this happens, it is so much harder for good ones out there." I read this letter and got absolutely furious, because such standards would fail most male politicians, and that's where the rub is. if we're going to judge females on almost impossible criteria, this is not equality. We need to make sure that women, whether staff or voters, do not expect more of males and females. I'm sure the men are not being judged as severely. I've worked for politicians and they are often very exploitive of staff. So we need to be careful that in judging severe critiques of women who are seen as bad if they're in the public view, that we do not actually add to discrimination. I just think that these are some of the sorts of areas that we really have not explored sufficiently. We have not looked at what happens to women in public view. And what's happening at the moment to Hussar, some of the stories, some of the critiques, she had to walk a dog. Someone had to walk a dog. Some of the things about this are so trivial and so minor that you wonder why they've even been lodged, let alone part of a complaint. Yes, there are some other ones which are more serious, but the tone of the responses in the media have all been really hostile. A woman who's got three children, who's a single parent, one of the children with a disability, may well have had serious difficulties in working out how to run an office and how to work on it. But instead of offering her assistance so that women like her could represent other women like her in Parliament, she is being trashed in the media, trashed by members of her own staff who seem to have ganged up on her, and that's not unfamiliar territory for me. And I just think we really do need to think seriously before we pass too many nasty judgments.